We have on the line with us now Thomas Foley, who is in Tokyo, where he is. He was the Democratic whip of the House of Representatives from 1980 to 1986, and then House Majority Leader from 86 to 89. He left Congress in 1995 after he lost his seat, and he is currently a partner in the law firm of Akin Gump. He served as ambassador to Japan. First of all, Mr. Foley, welcome.
Thank you.
Very nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you.
As a congressional leader, what was it like to work with Ronald Reagan?
Well, he was an almost impossible man to dislike. Even when you disagreed with some of the policies and some of the programs advanced by President Reagan, his warm personal manner and character and personality was very engaging. It was just, as I say, almost impossible to work up very much of a reaction except one of response to that kind of warmth. Even when I was able to be in the chamber and to hear him sometimes addressing the country in a State of the Union address and criticizing the Democratic leadership of the House, it was hard to be angry about it. He had, as has been said before, an approach, a manner, a humor, a degree of not only conviction, but in a sense, in a good sense, the simplicity and directness of approach. And he concentrated on several things, and I think he's going to be remembered for that. He also was able from time to time to engage in a bipartisan efforts. He proposed in 1982 a tax revision bill, which was to actually increase taxes to a degree and cut spending, and we both parties officially supported it. I gave the response on the part of the Democrats to the president's national radio address and said that in this case, although we disagreed with him on others, we thought the president was exactly right. And I remember reporting back from my district, people said my approval rating went up about 15% overnight, not
right.
only because it was a kind of a bipartisan thing, but because the president was extraordinarily popular.
Now, you served into the 90s. It's sort of difficult to translate the president's sort of charm and cooperation while dealing with strongly held beliefs that you describe into the highly partisan kind of politics that are practiced today in the name of Ronald Reagan.
I think that's true, although President Bush 41, who was president for succeeding, of course, President Reagan, and I think the congressional leadership had good relations, and there were disagreements, as always, but it didn't reach the bitterness and the division that I think we've seen recently.
Do you think that's part of Reagan's legacy or not?
I don't think the bitterness is. I think, in fact, there was a tendency when he was president for people to, I think, be able to disagree and not to find the personal animosity and sharpness that I think typifies it today, particularly in the Congress. Bob Michael was the majority leader of the Republican leader at the time of the House of Representatives, and he was, totally willing and able to cross that boundary without bitterness. I mean, he fought hard as a Republican leader, but he didn't have an edge and a bitterness to the sometimes later relations, I think, between the parties. And I think that was true of the Congress in a more general way. Ronald Reagan also, I think, had an ability to call the country together when he was in his purely presidential role. A long time ago, a British commentator wrote to Oliver Wendell Holmes that every American president is more and less than a king and more and less than a prime minister, meaning he had the role of being both the head of state, the symbolic leader of the whole country, and at the same time he had the power and role of the leader of government, but one with a very strong executive power
and
that
prime ministers
usually don't have.
And President Reagan carried that role, no question. Thank you very much.
I think quite effectively. And when he was in the...
Mr. Foley? Thank you very much.
Sure.
Tom Foley was Democratic whip, also majority leader during the presidency of Ronald Reagan. Tom, thank you. To recap, President Ronald Reagan has died at his home in California. The 40th president stepped out of the public eye almost a decade ago when he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. President Bush, traveling in France, called this a sad hour in the life of America. He said President Reagan leaves behind a nation he restored. From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.